Say, hello, evening, with a Gordon's gin and Schweppes tonic, now in a bottle. One sip and you might feel inclined to thank us via letter. Feel free to sit behind your grand mahogany desk and display your mastery of penmanship. Once upon a time, a woman was reading a Kindle book on her iPhone. She built a vast Kindle library. One day, she decided to switch to an Android phone. Luckily, she'd been buying Kindle books, so she didn't need to buy her library all over again.
This is a government broadcast. Your current playlist is prohibited and will be shut down immediately.
Thankfully, that's not a real message, but for the people of Burma, things are different. The government strictly controls nearly all media. To find out which books are featured in a particular newspaper or magazine, go to the search box on the top right of the screen and enter the name of the newspaper or magazine. Now go to the drop-down box, where it says All Categories, select Press, then click on the red search icon. After a while, she said, I see you found your book. Yes, he said. It was behind the pickles. You must have put it there. I suppose I must, she said. It was an old Castles. There were words in the letter, in the handwriting, he could not make out, and words in the dictionary he could hardly find in the old Gothic script. This is the South Bank in London. 2,000 years ago, if you had heard a human voice around here, the language would have been incomprehensible. 1,000 years ago, the English language had established its first base camp. Karen Knightley and I had, well, you could hardly term it an affair, had a bit of sex together, let's say, for all of a month. Well, quite a lot of sex, really. We tried out all 25 of the bedrooms in that house of hers over the course of about a fortnight, starting in the attic and finishing up in the master suite. She insisted we dress in suitable clothes to suit different locations. I remember the night in the nursery as particularly bizarre.